I begin to write out plans for as many desserts as I can come up with. I fill up the page with trifles, croissants, tarts, cupcakes, pavlovas, and madeleines. I want to be prepared so that no matter what they throw at us tomorrow, I will have my wits about me. The planning calms me, as it always does, and I lose track of time until I hear a sound outside. I don't see or hear anything. Maybe the sound was coming from inside the house. I move away from the window and sit on my bed. My travel alarm clock says 11:04. I put my notepad on the bedside table and turn off the light. The faint sound of laughter travels through the glass, and I leap out of bed, rushing to the window. Two people emerge from the woods, darting across the lawn toward the manor. Their hands are entwined. The moonlight catches on the smaller one's bright white blonde hair and slim shoulders. It's Hannah, I realize with a start. Next to her, his arm now disappearing around her small waist as if to push her along, is none other than Archie Morris. They pick up speed as they get closer, running silently across the lawn toward the manor until I am looking almost directly down on them. Archie casts a furtive glance up, and I dive to the side of the window. Good thing I turned my light off, or he'd have definitely seen me. I shiver. It felt as if he'd looked right at me. I stand in the darkness, heart thudding, listening for Hannah's footsteps in the hall, the gentle click of her door coming to a close. But I hear nothing.